step crazy. Into the yard. In the yard. Beware of the dogs. Don't you ever disregard when you step into the yard. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast belong to the individuals who speak them. Our intent is not to disrespect or harm anyone, but be our authentic selves. Step into the yard at your own risk.
Tech, good old Taz Cam. Love, peace, and power, man. Backyard Cast. Season three. What's this? Episode, what, four, three? I can't even remember. There's been so much. There's so much going on.
Like four or five, but I think four.
I'm stuck.
Y'all let us know in the comments what episode it is.
We'll figure it out.
All I know is by the time they see this episode, we're going to have another president. Oh, shit. Before we get all the way into it, man, it's the one worked the wild with the crooked smile. Y'all know who did it.
Point your finger at the bad guy. I be the suspect, Big Twin 500.
You ain't got to love me, God, dude. It's one way.
And we are the artists.
Yeah, probably somewhere throughout this episode, the other couple of yarders may fall in. They may not. It's life going on, so, you know, we're going to get it done.
Y'all know how it go in the yard.
But,
And as usual, my phone going off.
Yeah, man. Ain't shit changed.
I got to keep it original.
At least the man's consistent.
Hey, that part. What I was finna say? Oh, yeah, so by the time they see this episode, we for sure going to have a... another president. Indeed. This shit been a circus, dog.
It's a worldwide circus, bro. Go ahead.
I was about to say, y'all been paying attention to what's going on?
I've been tapped in a little bit, man. I had a conversation with this brother the other day. And he was saying that we had two bad choices.
Man.
And I was
Don't we always, though?
Right. For real. I was asking him, like, why does he feel that way? And he was like, first thing came out of his mouth, she not even black.
That shit don't matter, though. How many presidents have been black?
I'm like, dude, come on, man.
It mattered. Like, that was the thing that was irritating me the most, because everybody talking about because she black or whatever the case is. It was like, what's her policies? Ain't nobody been able to tell me not a policy or whatever the case is.
That was ran by race.
Not even race, just period. Like, what do you plan to do for America that's going to help?
That's the thing. Everybody speak on...
humanity, shit.
Everybody speak on, oh, she not black, or, oh, she a woman, you know what I'm saying? And nobody, I've yet to hear anybody say anything about what her policies are, you know what I'm saying, and what she plans to, you know what I'm saying, what she plans to do for the country, for the economy, for, you know what I'm saying?
One thing I heard her speak on, dog, was, transgender change in jail for inmates. I'm like, what the fuck did that got to do with... We gonna get off that, though, but...
Nah, look, real quick, though, on that, why people aren't... Why aren't they speaking on the facts? This dude had 30... He was charged with 36 different counts, bro. And this dude is still able to run for president.
That's crazy on both ends, dog.
He had a whole...
We know why that is.
We do, but ain't nobody touching on that. Ain't nobody looking at that.
Once you in a certain bracket, you could manipulate the system.
But this dude, as a president, threatened his whole cabinet. Y'all go in there and get such and such. Drag him out, dead or alive, if you have to. What kind of shit is that, bro? And you still running around here?
Come on, man.
This dude is like a baby Hitler. You know what I'm saying?
That's America, bro. That's America, dog.
The whole concept of what we got today was founded by criminals, man. You know what I'm saying? This is... Let's take it down.
Man.
But
me myself, I'm not really too much into politics.
Me either, but
neither am I.
People be asking me, am I voting and shit? So that be making me think, like, okay, if I'm gonna vote, I need to have an understanding before I just blindly vote. And if I don't have an understanding, I'm not gonna vote.
Hey, look.
I'm gonna vote. I'm voting for real.
Anybody who knows, crazy.
You write yourself in.
The psychology of this shit and what it's done to our older people. Look. Anybody who know me know my grandmama, right?
Right.
So y'all know how my grandmama is. I went to the house the other day to go over there. She said her camera wasn't working and shit, so I went over there. Get over there. she looking at the ballots and shit, and nigga, it's multiple people's mail come there. Nigga, it's right. My mail, her mail, my mama mail, different thing, right? Nobody know my granny name, so we gonna keep her anonymous.
Right. Call her Granny. Granny one way.
Yeah.
Nigga, she going, nigga, somehow she asked me if I'm voting. I'm like, man, I'm not getting involved with all that. I ain't voting. I ain't doing all that.
People died for you to vote.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then you, so I had to tell her, you be like, the first I'm nigga sorry. Talking about, I'm man, sorry, the gas granny. Is higher than the motherfucker.
I'm sorry, Granny, but, you know, just cause they died don't mean they necessarily died for the right thing. I'm sorry. You feel me? Then she was like, and that's, you know, that's no disrespect to the ancestors, but at the same time, now, in foresight or hindsight, whichever one you choose to look at it in, but now being where we at now, voting don't mean what they thought it meant and right. what they thought it was going to mean when they was dying for it. But long story short, nigga, my grandmama bubbled in. Kamala Harris and my thing tried to con me and it just signed the envelope. And something just told me, man, hold on, get the envelope and see, because she was
I'm
like,
so glad you ain't say her name.
Both of this lady up the street. She want to be on the city council or whatever. I'm like, you know her? She like, yeah. Ooh. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll vote for her, whatever. Man, so she voted her.
I still ain't doing it because I don't.
Kamala.
That, man.
Bro, I got to, like, I'm not against voting, but if I don't have an understanding of what the policies is or what the props mean or any of that, I can't. It's something in me. I just can't go in there and just.
Just mark some shit.
You know what I'm saying? That's like putting all one letter down your Scantron just right. because to get through a shit. Just say I did it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not with that. But yeah, I ain't too big on politics either. But, you know, I've just been seeing some of this shit, and that shit crazy, dog. That shit crazy.
Yeah, Candace,
what's her name? Candace Owens. Her and Judge Joe Brown sat down and they was doing the genealogy of Kamala, bro. That shit was crazy.
Did you see that shit?
That shit was crazy, dog.
Dude, and then you gotta Joe Brown, bro. He fucked me all the way out.
It's like 2 hours, but you, man, to watch that and tap in, bro, you'd be like, what the fuck? That shit wild. But,
he called her a witch.
What I mean, though, as far as what was wild about it?
Because, you know how she.
The fact that they was doing it?
Bro, how many other presidents or candidates for president have you seen
be under the type of scrutiny?
Nah. Just you look at her. Look, she's pandering like a mug. They always pander, but to the highest extent. You got rappers out here doing the shows
at
and
presidential
like
rallies
it's
shit.
Like come on, man.
That shit's un-American.
And then certain stuff she's saying is like, what the fuck is you talking about? That ain't got
that dude Joe Brown said we got a witch running for president.
And then even this the last thing I'm gonna say.
Yeah, let's get off this.
This is the last thing I'm gonna say about it, dog. From my understanding of what I've seen, it's what man, God got the last say. So
that's what I'm voting for. So if y'all gonna get out there and vote, bro, please. I hope y'all do the right thing. If not, God bless. Shout out real quick. I'm changing the whole little narrative now. Shout out to Warren G, man, and his people last night.
Indeed.
They saved a lady's life.
Oh, shout out, man.
Indeed.
It was a real bad accident and shit. And Warren said himself he's glad he took that route.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Because they probably would have died. And they saved the lady and talked to her on the side of the road. And there was a body further down the road. And Warren was like adamant about going to help that individual, whoever it was. So shout out to Warren G.
I love his
wife,
Peach
Pie, his people. You know what I'm saying? The whole G Funk camp. You know what I mean?
That was
tight, man. I respect Warren for that. I've always respected Warren.
Humanity.
Yeah, humanity, dog.
The love and care for other humans, compassion. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That
was hella dope.
Vital.
That's a lost art today.
And being that you are Idol out here, West Coast rap artist, whatever. All that shit was put to the side for you to go help these people.
I'll say humanity, dog. We still humans at the end of the day, regardless of what our title is or the status people feel we have.
Yeah, then none of that shit matter, bro. And you can hear it in his voice. You know what I'm saying?
That's a person that's still grounded. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Real
that,
shit.
That's the goal to be when niggas get to a certain level, stay grounded.
Yeah, man, for real, dog. That shit is crazy, because I don't know what I probably would have did the same thing, though. Knowing me, being who I am, I would have pulled over for real, for real.
Sure. Something like that, yeah. If a nigga could help, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
On the real. Like, I have real quick, my cousin, fresh in nursing school. My goddaughter. Fresh out of, she was fresh in a little nursing thing, right? Yeah. Program or whatever. And she was coming home from work, bro, and saw a car accident. She stopped her shit, risked her life to jump over the median and help this dude, or I forget if it was a male or female, but she got out of her car, jumped over the median, and started doing CPR on this cat, on this individual, you know what I'm saying, and was telling the other people what to do. Like I said, she a registered nurse, and come to find out, she saved the dude's life because he was he was going out.
Fine.
Coached him into it, administering CPR or whatever. She coached the other people all the way up until the paramedics got there. You know what I'm saying? The paramedics told her, if it wasn't for you, this man or woman would have been dead.
See, that's what's up. Shout out to all the nurses and LVNs, RNs, CPNs, yeah. UPNs.
How about we just say nurses?
All y'all nurses out there, all those first responders to help all the people in the world that still show compassion and love for
humanity. What they were saying in the pandemic, y'all real essential workers.
On the real.
Be out here saving people's lives and putting y'all life on the line for people.
So what's been up, fellas, man? I know we ain't been back here in a minute. We in the backyard.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Life been cracking. Nigga been working.
Man. I'm going to be another grandfather.
Congratulations,
out, you know what
man.
I'm saying? In
congratulations.
March.
Congratulations,
is it? And to another boy.
Oh,
shout
yeah.
out to my grandson, Carter.
Yeah, Carter.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Welcome.
He going to be, I already know, she already asking me, can she move in?
Hey, that's good for you, though. That's going to keep you young, brother.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to be hearing no whining.
You finna,
I told her they could come. He ain't come. I watch the baby when he be like, Papa, I got a shit, or go to the bathroom. Once you start wiping yourself, then we all gravy. You can always come over here. I ain't got to wipe no asses. I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? Them days is over for your boy.
Man, you finna run some of that weight off. They be chasing
after the
baby.
I changed a pissy diaper, but I ain't changing no shitty diaper. I'm a soccer kick his ass back to his mama.
That's part of the job, man.
Shit. Oh, real. I didn't sign up for that shit. Shit ain't there.
Yeah, you did.
Shit.
You signed up once you had a kid, nigga.
Shit, time for all the extras.
Hey, that shit be crazy, dog. Thinking about it, like, we really just be like, niggas be little as hell, then we grow up and then shit just keep on going and get like,
ass people and shit.
Then we had kids, then they had kids, then they had kids. It's like, yeah, damn, that shit.
Like, damn.
That shit crazy. At time be seeming like that shit be flying like a mud, dude.
I had to tell my brother, my oldest brother, man, this dude, I don't know, this nigga be so in tune, out of tune with certain situations. He said, man,
it's crazy right now.
Yeah, it is. He said, little bro, how old are you? Don't you got a birthday coming up? I said, yeah. He said, how old you gonna be? So I tell him, and he paused for a minute and was like, dang. I said, what? So I didn't think you was that old. That mean I'm old. Nigga, you my oldest brother. Hell yeah. Fuck you think. Like, yeah, you old, nigga. Shit.
Oh, man.
I think he in his 60s.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Shit, that's a blessing.
Yeah, with a gang of kids.
That's a blessing to be able to see that.
Yeah, man. I was like, damn, he was just like, damn, for real?
You know, a lineage.
On the rear.
That dude, this Negro have kids.
That's a great thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Especially if you got, like, hella kids and you're...
He have hella kids, too.
And everything, nigga. That's a great fucking thing to have.
I think my dude have...
Why I keep yawning?
Eight kids... I want to say eight kids, and his marriage, they got together, maybe about...
He got them all by the same woman?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
But he married...
Sound like you only got one out.
No, nah, Nah, shit. It's three, I think.
I heard him. I heard you say seven.
No, he had damn, seven. He marriage. Had 7 to 8 kids.
That's
right?
The goal.
But then he had married. When he got married, she had kids too. She had like 5 or 6 kids. So what's that? 13? 14? Something like that.
Something double digits,
like,
for sure.
Nigga, y'all got a whole squid eye.
That's 13.
Yeah, y'all got a squid eye. Can you imagine how many grandkids that nigga gonna have?
They got a starting lineup, man.
Man.
Starting lineup and the whole football.
He was Nick Cannon before Nick Cannon.
Huh, yeah. For real.
Well, what y'all been listening to?
I've been listening to the East Side.
Fucking flies.
Orlando Fly. Brown.
I want to sock that nigga up so bad, bro.
That ain't, bro.
You know what? Look, man. Shout I'm out not going to sit up here and allow you
man.
To sex play me like that. The way Ray J allowed that man to talk to him.
They playing the game, but at the same time, nah,
fuck
bro.
That. Nigga, you tainting everything. I said all my morals, my man.
Nigga,
fuck
if I was, we going to go back to music, but nigga, if I was Marco, if I was Marco, bro, my nigga, you going to put your saliva on a nigga mic, homie? The fuck is you doing? Cut, nigga, hold on, bro.
That nigga said, I don't drink. He said, that's cool. I'll drink for both of us. Bloop, 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 bloop. Then he said, where's Ray J? He's so handsome. Yeah. You're so handsome. Nigga.
That nigga be tripping, dog.
And Ray J like, so what are we doing? I wouldn't have shit. I would have been on that nigga ass.
That nigga hilarious. Oh. I don't give a fuck with nobody. Say that nigga hilarious.
Yeah, but you say you been listening to the Eastsiders?
Yeah, man. Yep.
They sure. got a new EP out called Still Eastie.
Yeah, I ain't heard that yet.
I just listened to it. It's dope.
It's dope. They got a few
it's seven
there,
songs
man.
On there.
They got a 10-minute video, dude, with playing three.
That's hard.
Three different songs.
It's three songs back to back. Yeah, so back it's to like back. 10 minutes.
Hard as fuck. And then all of it coincide with each other. They didn't change too much up. You know what I mean?
And it sound like the Eastsiders, but just grown up Eastsiders.
Yeah,
they still on that gangster shit, but it's still like it's just like grown up. You know what I'm saying?
More
mature. Yeah, exactly. I've been listening to. I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I've been listening to Glorilla. She got a fire
shout
album.
Shout out, Big Glo.
I've been listening to October London.
October
man.
London got a fire album.
And shout out to the little homeboy FT. Hop out.
He was gonna go to nigga.
Takeover.
Say, I thought you were gonna say takeover. The say, name of nigga his, hungry like a
the name of his EP is the Takeover. You know
oh,
what
the
saying?
Takeover. Shout out to Hop, man.
And
oh,
he just and
yeah,
he just had
Hop.
A gender reveal.
Yeah,
he's gonna have a baby boy.
Love, piece of power.
Shout
Hop.
Out to the baby. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hop man. Out.
Much love,
the
wealth, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Peace and love.
Money Long. She got a dope project. Who else I've been listening to? Tyler, the Creator, just put out a dope album.
I heard his album was dope.
That shit hard.
I ain't heard it, but I mean, I really ain't been listening to it.
You know
I've been listening to Sir, too. I like R&B, too, so.
Yeah, but.
I've been listening to Sir, too.
Speaking of R&B and soul, man, you know who got some dope shit that y'all probably haven't heard of, but he's a collaborator that I like my song, Brown. Got him on it. TJ Wilkins, man. TJ Wilkins put out dope-ass project called Yesterday. Today and Forever. This nigga went through like Marvin Gaye, James Brown, bruh. I'ma send y'all, I'm gonna put it in the chat and y'all gotta listen to like this nigga executed perfect, dog. That shit hard.
What about We All We Got? The Dog Pound.
We talked about that though. How long ago was that?
That was the last one they put out. I fucked with that.
I heard probably half of it. I ain't hear the whole thing.
I'm trying to find it. Here we go, right here.
What else I've been listening? Other than now, I've been listening to The Yard.
Eric Robinson.
That's really it.
Lessons. The remix though. Cool little shit. I've been on that back to back for the past couple of days too.
Yeah, man.
It's to me, I was looking at it. It's a love song, I guess. But you can, I was listening to it, and I took it as a spiritual thing, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the song is hella dope, man. And he said, God teaches you how to go through lessons.
Man. You know what I mean? Send that to me.
This is dope.
Speaking of music, nigga, I could have swore yesterday I seen Scotty from the Whispers drive through down the street.
For real.
On me, dog. The nigga, bro. That nigga was in a G-Wagon. He drove. He passed by right here. Nigga, big ass mustache. I'm like, I look at Hayes. I'm like, wait a minute, nigga. That look like, I'm like, nah. I'm like, nigga, that might be him, though.
Been? You think it could have been?
Hell yeah. Them niggas been, them niggas from around the way.
Yeah. He was probably trying to get some weed.
I want to work with the Whispers, though, but they...
That'd be so fucking dope. Yeah. I had an opportunity to work with the Dramatics, dog. That shit was hard.
For real?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, back in the day.
You got a Ghostface story?
Nah, it was just crazy because, you know, some niggas fucked over our little contract, but whatever.
Man, that shit sucks.
We didn't ever get to do it, but they was ready for it, man. They was ready. It was hard.
That's what's up, though.
It's hella cool.
I got a question for y'all.
What up?
With this new space that we in, as far as like media, where like the West Coast kind of like dominate media and shit right now. How do y'all feel that that like ties in as far as music and as far as like bringing the West Coast music back to like the forefront and shit? Do y'all think that ties in like hand in hand?
The media, well, a lot of the media. I don't. What we talking about? Like the podcast like, and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's a handful of them that's really highlighting, like they highlight certain individuals. But you know what I'm saying? I have I have found some music that I do like off of these new media platforms on the West Coast and other platforms, but at the same time, I feel like I was watching Glasses on AD podcast, and Glasses was speaking on like how nigga, he was basically talking to AD like how niggas got to do more and niggas got to start putting more artists, you know what I'm saying? Spotlight. Yeah, because they ain't in positions now. Right. So the 106 in Parks and the Rap Cities and all that shit now is like Back on Fig, Community, yeah,
Apollo.
Apollo, who else? Shout out to Gina and Head.
Facts.
I forgot what they show is called. Effective Immediately.
Yeah, Effective Immediately. Yeah.
Like,
shout out.
And everybody else out there, homegrown, been doing it for the longest.
Facts.
No. I spoke with an engineer today.
Shout out homegrown.
And
radio.
He said he would give him 7 days because he pretty much spoke on the same shit. And he was saying, give him 7 days, and he's going to come out with a radio session only for the underground artists.
And
for artists, artists that's out there, been out there, if they want to bring something, they got to hand deliver it. But as far as, like, I'm not going to say us, but certain artists like the homies from the Whoopers or whatever, they can come in, and that's all they going to play.
Yeah, see, that's dope. That's what I miss off of regular radio, nigga. Back in the day when it used to be bump it or dump it, or niggas calling in and rap battling and shit like that. That's where you was in. Like, that's when radio was dope, dog. Yeah,
shout out to Theo, the homeboy Trey.
And
Tito's
Big
Top
Boy.
Four.
You know what I'm saying? When they was tapping in with the community on a whole different level, dog. That's when radio, now it's more about politics and that shit.
Yeah.
That shit dumb it down. But, it's dope though because now the way you like the new media, they're able to move how they want to move and not have to worry about a program director or nobody trying to dictate how or what they do. You know what I'm saying? So that shit is dope.
Yeah, so shout out to the homeboy Jay, and his shit is gonna be called Underhood Radio for the underground artists.
Shout out.
You know what I mean? So shout out, Dre. Underhood.
Shit, anything else in music? I'm trying to think what else. Shit, I've been listening to our shit.
Nigga.
Yeah, man, I've really been listening
to Ice Cube and the Dodgers in the World Series, bro.
Man, look.
I forgot Cube put out another song, too. But
they been sitting on on Fat Joe.
I didn't even see Fat Joe, but nigga, did you see the Dodger? What's the nigga? Well, I don't even know if he the coach or he the manager. The nigga was dancing out there with Cube performing.
That was the coach.
I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga doing?
That was the coach. Ice Cube was sitting on the Yankees,
that
man.
He said, something,
he did bow down.
Yeah, but
and he did
before
a good
any
day.
Of these Yankees get hurt.
Yeah, my part. So when Fat Joe came on there.
Shout out to the Dodgers too for winning the whole thing.
Shout out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. So when they went to New York, and shout out to the Yankees too. Whatever.
Yeah, my step pops team, man. We were sitting there watching it. I said,
It's all love.
Fat Joe got out there, man, to perform. And I don't know if it was his mics or his, I don't know. His delivery was off.
I didn't even see. I heard people talk about it, though.
But his delivery was off, and it felt to me like he was out of breath. And what put the icing on the cake is when we had the parade. Well, when the Dodgers had the parade, one of the players was like, yeah, some guy got out there when we went to New York. He was once fat, and now is, I don't know his name is Joe. I'm like, man, come on.
Hey, what's the name? Did y'all see Sugar Free at the Clippers? What's the name?
Yeah, I did see that.
That shit had me mad, dog. I'm like, why they do free like that? He was rapping, dog, and it's like his track was playing, but then it's like off, but he was still rapping. But I'm like, damn, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was off. I think what it was...
I don't know if he couldn't hear or whatever the case it was,
I don't think he had a...
In-ear. That shit crazy, though. Because That shit crazy.
Hey, Quick had on... I don't know where he was at. He did a show where he jumped into the crowd, and that dude had a Dodgers jersey on that was hard as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
It was all white with the red Dodgers on the front and red DJ Quick 91 on the back. Nigga, that shit was hard.
It was custom, man.
Yeah, it was custom. Okay. Like, that motherfucker was hard.
Shit, shout out to Dodgers, man. Shout out to Q, man. Before any of you Yankees get hard. Shout out to Cam too. Cam been on his campaign. Man, that nigga Cam said anybody in his generation that want to fade, nigga, anybody, he fading anybody. But on some music, you know what I'm saying? On some music, Cam always been dope though.
Yeah, man, we did a song with Cam called "Active," I think it was called. I think the song is. And we did our verses or whatever. Unfortunately, I didn't make the song. Nigga was hating on my verse. But anyway, Cam got on that motherfucker and slayed it.
Yeah, Cam you know got a cold. Like, his cadence has always been for tight. Sure.
Been hard. And he had a verse. This is what I like about Cam. He had a verse that he had written and then heard everybody else's verse and sat there and was like, dude, I'll be back. Went in his car. And wrote a whole nother 16, came back in there and fucked it off.
Man.
I was like, damn, this nigga hard, bro.
Shout out Cam.
Yeah, but and other what's the shit? What's been going on in the sports world aside from the Dodgers winning the World Series? Man, I tried to put a bet on this damn what you call it, man? It's the third time, man. Third time I didn't lost. I'm like, damn.
That better shit?
I was close. Yeah, I was close, bro. I was close.
Shit, the homie just came up, nigga, won a rack, nigga, off $5.
Yeah, see, that's what a nigga need.
Sebby winning too, bro.
Yeah, Sebby hitting him, nigga.
That's what Sebby nigga need, hitting him.
Sebby hitting him.
He was like, twin, bet this. And I was like, man, I changed the bet up, nigga, and lost.
Nigga,
he had a cold parlay. I could have won 16.
You gotta go with the shit, man. I don't know what it is, but Seth be knowing something.
That nigga be looking at them stats.
That nigga got a gambling insight, nigga. He be knowing some shit.
Yeah, that nigga always
shout out Seth, man. Shout out the crucial one.
I'm sliding to the casino in a couple of days.
Which one you going to?
Man, we gotta hit
the Yamava, bro.
We gotta hit the range.
Only one I still be hitting. Man. I be
Yamava.
Stinging ass.
Niggas gotta go to Paula, man.
What's that?
That shit is like, it's called Paula.
Yeah, we going to Crystal Park.
Paula. Yeah, that motherfucker. Hell no. Nobody won't play no Baccarat.
Baccarat. That's it.
You, janky, go, you go in there
with
play
a janky ass Baccarat. 21. Nigga, janky, you playing Blackjack 22. Nigga, yeah, what? Yeah.
You go in there and play Baccarat and Baccarat.
You going, yeah, and Baccarat.
Don't take her upstairs, though, nigga, because they might come rob your back of rack.
Nigga. Yeah, yeah. They gonna you get right up out your bag. Shit.
Nigga.
Oh, but.
The sign is two knocks.
If a nigga hit you with the... Nigga, yeah. Do not answer
it's a
the door.
Setup.
Jump your ass out the window.
Take it.
Yeah. We used to crack back in the day, man, when they had that club in there.
They had a club? I
even hell yeah, they had a club. Nigga, Part 106 stayed in that motherfucker.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah. Big Boy used to be in that thing.
That's crazy.
Yep. Hell yeah, man. Other than that, y'all know the Yarders got a project coming out.
Indeed. Yeah, man, it's taking a little longer than expected, but we still
it's
we,
on the way.
Yeah, don't,
it's on the way.
The album be out when it come out.
Don't even worry about it.
The album be out when it come out.
Shit, just stay in tune. We getting this shit together.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. Listen, shit. Since we talking about that, let me ask y'all this: what is y'all definition of loyalty?
Man, being grounded to your foundation, staying solid with those individuals that you came through the mud with. I ain't even gonna go there, but just being solid, man, and being solid to your craft, your homeboys, or whoever you may be with. You come through the mud with that dude, man, y'all supposed to run through it. Go whatever problems y'all go through, y'all supposed to be able to talk that out and keep it pushing, man, and you know, keep your eye on the prize. You know, tomorrow ain't promising nobody, but you know what I'm saying? That's me. I'ma always be solid. I'ma always stay grounded. I'ma always stay loyal to my soil. You know what I'm saying? And if it's a crack in the foundation, you know what I'm saying? Let's sweep around that thing, fill it back in, and get it moving.
Redo the whole foundation.
Redo the whole shit.
Man, nah. To me,
Papa Willie be like, yeah, float that seat, man.
Just to, and y'all be about to better float that.
To be brief, like Twin said, being solid and enduring, nigga, you're going to have to endure some shit with anybody that you know what I'm saying, say that you're loyal to or that you love or care for. Some shit is gonna come with, you know what I'm saying, people. That's just how people work. So you gotta have some type of endurance to be loyal to people.
That's a good point.
But that's really it. Just being solid, having endurance and being integral. That's a big thing in everything. Having integrity, moving with integrity. When it comes to yourself and the people that you deal with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What about you?
Shit, loyalty. Loyalty to me, man, is being thorough. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if we rocking, regardless if what we go through, we should be able to talk. Whether man or woman, you know, because it's whatever relationship, nurturing relationships, but at the same time, not allowing yourself to be taken advantage of, but addressing the issue or whatever the circumstance is with whoever, yeah. You know what I'm saying, and being able to move forward and keep it pushing and standing your ground as far as a unit.
And stop being selfish and looking at one situation through blinders, bro.
Man.
You can't get through shit. You can't narrow your go through life in the path, what I'm trying to say, that path that we're on, looking through blinders, bro. Because you do have a right and a left side. So take the motherfuckers off, man, and let's navigate this thing, man, like we supposed to. You know what I'm saying? If we hit a bumpy road, nigga, the flat tire get flat, nigga, just like you said, let's change that motherfucker and slap it back on and keep it pushing. We all going to go through something. All of us go through something every day. You know what I'm saying? I was telling one way the other night he was at the house. We all gonna go through something, but without that support unit, we ain't gonna be shit.
That's factual.
Indeed. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have no support group, bro, or somebody to lean on, you know what I'm saying, in those times of need, nigga, we ain't gonna be shit. And you ain't gonna be shit, period, because you selfish. You selfish motherfuckers. That's what I'm talking about.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that shit, I think, like, that ego, the ego be creeping out, and shit, that shit could disrupt the whole...
Fuck the whole shit off, man.
Especially when you don't realize it.
And then doing shit, on the sneak shit.
I hate that. I hate that.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it's like...
keep it a buck with me.
Yeah, certain shit, I'd be like, damn, do you not respect me?
That part.
You know?
Now, how can I respect you when you're doing snake shit?
Yeah, that shit.
Just like you say all the time, but keep your yard clean.
Maintain your grass cut.
Maintain your yard.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? The snakes pop their head off, nigga. If we got to run them over, we cutting it off.
Yeah, I just... Nigga, just thinking about that. I've been thinking about a few things this past week, but...
We still got... obstacles to jump, man.
It's going to always be some trials and tribulations and tests. It's just about how you deal with them. And I'm not one.
And that's God testing us out.
Now that right there, I feel like it's moments in life where I'm putting it like this. I've been through certain shit with certain people, right? But it's been signs. And then me being the type of person that I am, I'm forgiving, or I'll be like, I be nonchalant about certain shit, but I ain't tripping off that shit. Let's keep pushing or whatever the case is. But then it's always something that come back around and show me, like, it's like, I'll be like, God, like, I told you, nigga.
Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah.
How many times I got to tell you? All right, go ahead.
Yeah. And then I like
it,
today.
It get worse and worse. It's like, damn, I already, you know what I'm saying? Like,
today I was crazy. Early in the morning, man, one of my cousins and one of the homeboys called me early morning. He sent me a beat, and I was like, man, whatever, I'm going to write to it. And I wrote a little bit, and I was like, fuck that. Then this morning came, they, like, come to the studio session. Now, fast forward, I'm in the studio session. Am I wrong for feeling bad? Because I'm like, damn, nigga, these niggas got me in here, and I got a whole... I should be at the yard doing this shit.
I mean, shit, but it's not like it ain't like... You just joined they whole thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you going to one session is that you, nigga. Never we that. All
I just felt kind of
the yard from the jump has always been about us being our own individual entities, right, but coming together as a unit and helping each other. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's never really been about don't go be yourself. You know what I'm saying? We all got our own paths to walk. You know what I'm saying? Our own journeys to go on and shit. But it's like this shit was built to help all of us. You know what I'm saying? It's the word? I don't want to say congregation, but I guess so. You know what I'm saying? Because
man, this wind is stupid. It's a
collective.
It's a
collective.
For sure collectible. I'm trying to say, like, just the principles and everything. You know what I'm saying? That this was built off of. It was never like, no, you can't go do you. Yeah, do you, and we'll support that. But nigga, it got to be reciprocated. You know what I'm saying? That's what this all about. Reciprocity, and amongst all of us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a one sided thing. It's the us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I like the way you changed the chat.
It's us.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's about us. It ain't, you know?
Man, so with that being said, man, listen, I'm happy. I'm proud of all of us as a unit because we set out for one thing and we did that. Now we need to turn this page, go to the next chapter in our professional lives.
It's for sure.
In the yard. And keep pushing, man, and let's get the second album done.
It's for sure time to turn up the heat. It's for sure time to mash on the gas.
Indeed.
Because we got to stay. We have to, the consistency, dog.
Yeah.
We can't lose momentum once we gain it. Yeah. That's gonna put us in the worst predicament every time. Every time we gain some momentum and then you know what I'm saying? Don't stay consistent with it. It's gonna damage us.
Yeah. And I'm gonna keep saying it. Pick up everybody in the Yards Project up,
factual,
man.
Indeed.
Our single.
Up to no good. Big Twin featuring myself,
nigga. Nah.
Big Twin featuring Boomer did it in the Hookster.
It's being played in China.
I'll be getting tagged on TikTok.
Random TikTok,
and they be like playing your song or use your song.
Yeah,
and it'd be a whole different language. I'd be like, what the fuck?
On the real, they shit. Speaking. I'm yeah, like, damn. Shit. The homie like, nigga, look.
But that's the universal language, dog.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to everybody in the Yard, man, and everybody projects. Make sure y'all indeed. Go tap in at the Yarders on Instagram, and you can find everybody right there.
Indeed,
yes, sir. And we got a whole lot of content, man, YouTube coming too. Back. We got me and Hayes got a little something for y'all indeed. Coming out. You know, you got One Way Wednesdays.
I gotta get back on that too. I'm putting that back in effect for y'all, man. That's coming back.
So, yeah, man. I mean, what's y'all take on consistency,
man?
And how? My bad. How do you stay consistent? Like once you start something, what's your approach to stay consistent?
It's motivation for me, man. I'm big on motivation. Like when Trey passed. Nigga, I was like,
that's what I'm about to say. So when you're not motivated, then what?
Yeah, man.
How do you find that?
I was lost. Like I said, the way I found it was through y'all. Cause y'all was like, damn, these niggas motivated me to get back out
here.
Get back out there and do my thing. You know what I'm saying? And being around y'all. In the wordplay, listening to a different wordplay, different styles, I'm like, damn, me and Trey used to do that same shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, that's what motivates me to want to get back out there and be like, nigga, look, God gave me a talent. I need to use it to the fullest of my ability. And going through that with y'all, it's a wrap, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's a wrap for me. That's me.
I kind of look at it like inspiration versus discipline.
Discipline for sure.
I look for my inspiration, but when I can't find inspiration, I fall back on discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to always keep. In recent times, I'm finding it again. But in recent times, I kind of.
Nigga, you got Tourette. Why you rocking?
Nigga, because that's what the fuck I do. Nigga, you're that's what I always asleep. Do. Nigga, this shit. Nigga, this shit comfortable. Nigga, why you worry about my motherfucking body movements? And
I
what
just
I'm
told
doing?
You in so many words. I love you.
You love my what, saying? Nigga? You love my what?
Your health. I love when you, your health, your well-being, yeah, all that.
All right, Ray J.
Wait to clean it up.
Pause. All right, Orlando. One Lando.
Nah, but what you said about discipline, like, for sure, man.
When I can't find my inspiration, I fall back on discipline. In recent years, I've kind of lost sight of my want and what my want is. You feel me? And my discipline has always been because how bad I want this shit and how bad nothing financially. I want this as far as the music. This is what I've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I've been telling my mama since I was a little ass kid that this is what I was going to do. You feel me? And once I got into the position of being able to do it,
bruh.
And even before I had equipment and shit to be able to do it, and doing it at the level that a nigga was doing it, then finally going through all the shit a nigga had to go through to get my own equipment and get my own shit to be able to do it. Now, trying to regain sight of my want and, you know what I'm saying, also lean more on the discipline instead of having to find the inspiration. You feel me? But, yeah, that's it. But as far as consistency is one of the most important, you know what I'm saying, the most, if not the most important thing. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel like consistency is one of the major keys to success. Like, when you speaking on discipline, that's major. Because a lack of discipline will have a nigga stagnant as a motherfucker. Fact. You know what I'm saying?
Fact. For real, for real.
But consistency is vital in being successful. In times I found, like you said, a lack of motivation or a lack of inspiration, or a nigga just being overwhelmed. You know what I'm saying? And it just be like, damn, I'm going to do this. Then it turned into procrastination.
Facts.
And I battle with being overwhelmed a lot, and then I find myself procrastinating, but then I get these spurts of, like, nigga, I'm in that mode. I get into that mode, it's a whole different ball game. Facts. But
I know, I ain't gonna.
It's just trying to keep myself in that mode and dealing with life shit and dealing with other people and dealing with, you know what I'm saying, that shit be a lot.
Facts.
Also, I'm bad with procrastinating, man. I'm a big procrastinator, that's another.
But that fall right back to discipline, though.
Damn.
But
hey, that's crazy. Not to cut you off, but that just made me think about some shit. All those words got shunned at the end. Inspiration, contemplation, motivation, and then the only one that's different is discipline. It doesn't seem like them shun words. It's like,
yeah.
Like, to take action.
On the real. On the real. Hey, but nah, I forgot what I was finna say. Damn,
my
I just
bad. My fault.
It was something about consistency. Oh, okay. One thing I've learned about consistency, and we losing light, so we gonna wrap it up in a minute, but I just wanna say this. One thing I learned about consistency is, consistency is not based off of what the next person feel you should be doing, right? Facts. It ain't about competition.
Facts.
If I got You For Me Fridays, I might do it. It's Friday, but I might not do it for 2 weeks.
Right.
But if I'm on the schedule for me and it works for me, that's what I'm going to do. I can't go off of the next person's idea of what or how consistent I should be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they don't walk these shoes and they don't walk this path. And that's no disrespect to nobody. It's just for everybody to understand, like, what you doing, you have to do for you. You can't base your shit off the next person because their work ethic and their drive and their level of whatever going on in their life may not line up with yours. So that level of consistency is up to you. But when you consistent with your own shit, you just got to make your own, follow your own path, man. Follow your own, I did a whole lot of, that shit sound like a whole lot of fucking rhetoric, but it's just me trying to make sense of what I'm thinking. Like, you ever have a thought in your mind, and when you start, that shit be clear in your head, but when you start saying it, it's like, fuck, I'm trying to figure out how to get this shit out clear and make it understandable. But yeah, I feel like, for me, consistency has been, I fall into trying to keep up with, oh, this nigga did, or this nigga dropped another one. I got to drop something. But no, now more so I've been, okay, let me figure out what works for me and stay on that. Because if I could do this then, it's difficult sometimes being an entertainer or being in the public because they be expecting. Facts. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like, you know, I'm a human. I still got life to deal with. I still got shit to deal with just like y'all. So, don't count me out though. You know what I'm saying?
That shit is hard, also though, Boom. Because not only do they be expecting, we be expecting of ourselves too.
For sure,
we
be over expecting ourselves.
And that
for
shit
sure.
is a hard thing to deal with. Is I know, especially for myself, I expect a lot from myself, bro. And when if I can't deliver to my
that's where a nigga get discouraged. Yeah, it'd be like, bro, and then that come with procrastination and facts. All that. It'd be like, damn.
Facts.
So the, all that shit coincide with each other. But I just nigga, I feel like us as the yard, we gotta find what works for us as a unit and stay on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
Cause that's the only way I feel like this will really be successful and go where we want it to go.
As y'all indeed can see, man, when you fucking with the yard, y'all ain't dealing with no regular cats, you know, from Compton or L.A. We are very well, some smart individuals, and our rhetoric is totally different from what you expect, would expect from us coming where we come from. With that being said, man, you know what I'm saying? I love you, brothers. We are the yarders. Punch the finger at the bad guy. I be the suspect, Big Twin 500. Shout out to the rest of the yarders.
You ain't got to let me God do it one way.
And y'all know who did this, the one with the wild with the crooked smile.
Kind of get a yard one time. Yard.
We out. Catch y'all on the next one.